A mother tells her young child, if you touch something hot, you will get burnt. She also tells her child, if you hit someone, you will be punished. The child, of course, will try both, just to see what happens. He doesn't operate yet with the concepts of objectivity and subjectivity, but he wants to understand which of the laws that he is told are objective reality and which are just subjective rules. And not only small children want to understand this. Adults have been struggling with these questions for centuries. The dawn of scientific progress made it possible for us to see it. People began to understand the difference between the proven objective laws of nature and the laws like those of religion, which are subjective. Each religion has its own tenets, and none of them are scientifically proven. Humanity should be guided by objective, logical laws of behavior and not by subjective faith, people said. The objective laws of nature and the logical norms of society are for everyone, and the subjective laws of religion are only for those who, for some reason, want to believe in them. That's what everyone said. But the biggest discovery of modern science was that, as it turns out, what we always thought was proven is also subjective. In particular, the theory of relativity showed to us the subjectivity of what we have always considered to be objective reality. And what about the logical norms of society? The myth of their objectivity was shattered right in front of our eyes. As we learn more about the multitude of cultures of the world, we see that the norms that are considered to be logical in one place will turn out to be completely irrational in another one. History has proven that what is considered logical changes with generations. So how can these logical laws thought to be objective? Any educated person is forced to come to terms with a simple truth. Human understanding is always subjective. Sorry. But we can still, in our subjective view, choose to perceive something as an objective reality. And when I define my norms of behavior, this is the most important question. Do I look, from my subjective perspective, at the norms of behavior that I follow as objective reality or as my subjective opinion? If the laws by which I choose to live are, for me, subjective, that is, they are not the truth, but they're simply my personal opinion, I follow them only because I decided to do it, then I can change them at any moment, or I could do away with them altogether. I can do with them what I want. And most importantly, if this is my subjective opinion, I cannot impose it on others. If the rules that I adhere to are, in my subjective view, an objective reality, then I, again in my subjective view, will not think that I have the right to change them whenever I want. So are the prohibitions of murder and theft my subjective opinions, or are they objective laws? Can I impose this law on other people? The idea that helping others is a good thing, is it my subjective opinion or an objective rule? The word Torah means instruction in Hebrew. Despite of the fact that the Torah is a book of deep wisdom and great beauty, its main function is to give us instructions, and how we look at its commandments differs from the view of non-religious ideologies. For us, the prohibition of murder, the prohibition of violence and theft are objective laws. For those who do not believe in the Torah, these are just subjective opinions. If these are my subjective opinions, then I can change them whenever I want. And most importantly, if these are my subjective opinions, then why do I believe that I have the right to stop a murderer when he's trying to kill someone? My subjective opinion is that murder is wrong. But this is obviously only my opinion. He disagrees with me, and you should respect other people's opinions.